ICRC President Jakob Kellenberger says violence around the world has resulted in large-scale internal displacement. He says more robust efforts are needed to be made to help the displaced, especially women and children. The ICRC chief said increasing violence in Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Sri Lanka have caused immeasurable suffering.
It's quite clear that if international humanitarian law would be better respected, you would have much less internal displacement. You would have much less. Because international humanitarian law, well, it is prohibiting totally attacks on civilians, but it is also prohibiting forced displacement.
Kellenberger said the ICRC has also sent a convoy of 11 trucks carrying 220 tons of food for 20,000 Palestinians trapped in the Nahr al-Bared camp in northern Lebanon. He says the trucks have left Amman, Jordan, and should reach the camp on Friday.
The situation remains extremely tense. I have also to say that the water supply system, after having been damaged, is now out of service. And the camp is without electricity. We could not directly go into the camp and said we were the ICRC, we were distributing water, bottled water at the entry of the camp. We remain extremely concerned about the security of up to 20,000 civilians who are still inside the camp.
Fighting between the militant Fatah al-Islam group and the Lebanese army broke out on Sunday. At least 22 militants and 32 soldiers reportedly have been killed. The civilian death toll is unknown. About a third of the camp's residents have fled and gone to Badawi, another refugee camp. Kellenberger says the ICRC has already distributed 20 tons of relief supplies to the Palestinians. Last year, the ICRC reports the agency provided water, sanitation, and construction projects for 16 million people. The Swiss humanitarian agency also provided medical care for sick and wounded people caught in conflict. Its delegates visited detainees and traced lost relatives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.